Before we sort of drill down on, you know, Islanders and Penguins, just from what you've seen and going right into last night with that chaotic, amazing Florida-Tampa game, it's just one weekend in. It's just a couple of days. Day three is today. We got a couple of new matchups. What do you think so far, Jonesy?
I have absolutely loved every second of it. And it has not disappointed, and it has not surprised either. I think expectations were that this would be an incredibly hard-fought playoff year, and whoever wins the Stanley Cup is going to have to go through, obviously, like every other season, extremely difficult battles. But this one seemed a little more difficult than other years based upon how many times these teams have played each other during the regular season and yeah. just how physically challenging this regular season was. And the first few games have not disappointed, and they've all been extremely close.
Islanders and Penguins. Kyle Palmieri with a pair, including the overtime winners. Sidney Crosby, excellent. One of the headlines coming out of this one. No way of Evgeny Malkin. What to you was the big storyline coming out of game one between these two teams?
That the Penguins didn't win a playoff game again. That's really the story to me. Hmm. They had all kinds of momentum coming into the game. The Islanders were struggling, and the Islanders have been somewhat of the Penguins kryptonite recently, especially when it comes to playoff games. So I thought the overtime was much more important for the Penguins. I think it was really important that they found a way to win the game. They did not. The Islanders gain a measure of confidence, and the Islanders are at their best when everybody thinks they're the underdog. I don't think they ever believed that within their own locker room, but when they play with that chip on their shoulder, they're a really difficult opponent for the Penguins, and that game one victory is going to do nothing for the Penguins' confidence, the fact that the Islanders found a way to win it in overtime.
Jonesy, the goaltending for Pittsburgh was an issue. Like, Jari probably needed to make at least one of those three saves that a lot of people would quibble with. What are they left to do with Tristan Jari?
They're going to have to build them back up, and they're going to have to make sure that they play really well in front of them defensively. I thought they did for most of the game. I did not like the way they played in the third period, Pittsburgh. I thought they took their foot off the gas late in the second period when they had a chance to extend their lead with a power play opportunity. I don't think you want to keep a goaltender with limited playoff experience in tight games. So if you have a chance to extend your lead, that would do wonders for a guy that has not had, obviously, very much playoff experience. And now, after game one, there's all kinds of question marks based upon the way he handled his glove in that game. So the Islanders will be talking up about shooting the puck at his glove side, and Jari's going to try to compensate with some glove saves that kind of take away the edge that the Islanders probably perceive that they have right now. And I think it actually played into Brock Nelson's goal as well, because the first two went over the glove, the third one went under the glove, and you wonder if he was overcompensating after allowing the first two goals the way that he did.
That's an excellent point. I do wonder if we're still having the Jari conversation, and we probably are when you consider the nature of the goals. I wonder if we're still talking as much about the Penguins' goaltending. If Crosby scores on that tip to the side of the net, Sorokin makes the great save. We've seen Crosby score that goal a million different times in his career. Couple that with a Pittsburgh power play that went 0-for-3. If they get one and Crosby scores on that play, is the Jari conversation even happening, Jonesy?
It's not. And I think when the Penguins look back at it as a team, that's the things that they're going to point to and try to alleviate some of the pressure on Jari. They had their opportunities. Sorokin made an outstanding save on the one Crosby deflection that you were just alluding to. I thought Sorokin made a number of very good saves and showed that he's got tremendously quick legs. He made some great pad saves down low. I don't think the Penguins did enough to disrupt him in and around the blue paint. I think they can do a better job of that, and Crosby's one of the best in the game in that regard. That might be an area of emphasis if I was Mike Sullivan going into game two. But Sorokin lived up to his billing. He's been a very good rookie goaltender. He's been part of a great tandem there for the New York Islanders, and they defend extremely well. You have to give the Islanders credit. They carried forward some of the great habits that they've had during the regular season and perform them, not to perfection in game one, but at the right times, they were there to make the right plays.
The OT hero there in Kyle Palmieri, what have you made of his time with the Islanders so far? And does it even matter if he plays like that the rest of the way?
Well, Jason, it's great now, isn't it? Like that's all you're looking for.
Looking
Lou Lamoriello, I'm sure, had a smile on his face. Not that Lou's ever smiling during a playoff series, but I think that's why Kyle Palmieri was brought in. I think we all expected the, you know, an immediate impact from Palmieri, but that was not the case. That was certainly the case in the first playoff game in an Islanders uniform for Palmieri. And I liked his all-around game. I thought he was much more noticeable. Five-on-five, he won a ton of puck battles. I thought he protected the puck well. I thought he frustrated the Crosby line at times. Playing with Pajot, it looks like they found some chemistry there. And they are the line that's supposed to, you know, try to defend against the Penguins' top line, but at the same time create some offensive opportunities. It looked like they relished that role, and they were the most productive and most effective line for the Islanders. And you can be sure Barry Trotz is going to keep wheeling them back out there in all situations. I really thought Pajot drove the bus for the New York Islanders. Took yeah. many key face-offs and won those draws. Did a great job while shorthanded, and then picked up a three-point game along the way. And I know you guys witnessed it a lot at this time with the Ottawa Senators. The bigger the games, the better he performed. So that duo was their best thing going offensively for the Islanders. I would expect that to continue.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna get there to talk a little bit about Jean-Gabriel Pajot with the one goal and the two assists. For my money, Borny, agree or disagree, I thought he was the best player on the ice last night for the Islanders. Always good to see a Tanev back in the game, and Brandon Tanev yesterday after missing 18. Was it just me, or did he try to run everybody out of the rink every time he was on the ice, Jonesy?
I love the way he plays, and I love the fact that he's fast enough to get there. It's
yeah.
one of the big challenges for guys in the game today is foot speed. Like Matt Martin's a very tough and difficult player to play against. He does make a lot of contact, but it's not as easy for him to get in position to make contact because he's not as fleet of foot as someone like Tanev. So he's an important element to this Penguins team, and he's always noticeable. I mean, and he plays for the most part a very disciplined game. It is hard to hit legally the way the rules are set up, and 99% of the time he makes good, hard legal contact, and it's with a purpose. It's one thing to, you know, one purpose to knock the other guy down, but most importantly it's to loosen up the puck and allow the Penguins to get in on the forecheck or to win a defensive battle by knocking someone down and chipping the puck out of the defensive zone. He was a very shrewd signing by Jimmy Rutherford, and I think the Penguins are very appreciative of everything that he brings to the table.
Some of the conversation I've seen around this Pittsburgh team has been like, you know, is the core done? Do they need to move on from this group? And it's like, they just won the division. I personally am a believer in the Penguins. At the same time, I know that down the stretch, they played like Buffalo four times, New Jersey four times, I think, in their final 10 games. So it's tough to know what to really make of what this Penguins team is. Are you a believer that this is a team that can contend for a Stanley Cup, or was it just a decent regular season for a team fizzling out?
I think they're a team that can contend for the Stanley Cup. I like a lot about their mix. I love the way Brian Dumoulin makes everybody better on the back end. I think question marks early this season through the first 15 games were all centered around the goaltending, but when Dumoulin arrived on the scene, those questions went away. So I like that top pairing. I think Mike Matheson has exceeded my expectations and has fit in seamlessly there in Pittsburgh and has played the game in a much more intelligent fashion than he demonstrated with the Florida Panthers. So I give him credit for the way he's elevated. Cody Ceci has also played well. So I like them defensively. I know that Jari can play better than he did in game one. And their forward group's as good as any forward group that's left in the playoffs. So you add Malkin to the mix, and hopefully he gets back in there for game two or shortly after that. The Penguins are going to be a very dangerous team. But getting past the pesky Islanders will be a big challenge. They get past the Islanders, and they'll gain a lot of confidence from that, and they could ride that confidence all the way to a Stanley Cup championship.
But this team's a tough out. Man, Islanders play hard. Before we let you go, Jonesy, get your thoughts on which of the other series has your interest the most, whether we've seen Game 1 or whether Game 1 is still to come tonight. Which series has your eye other than this Penguins-Islanders series?
I'm going to go with St. Louis and Colorado, and I'm just really curious to see what the Blues can do. That Stanley Cup championship pedigree sometimes comes to the forefront. Expectations are that Colorado will, you know, skate right through them and be on their way to winning a Stanley Cup championship. Those expectations come with great weight. And teams like St. Louis that have won before, like Chicago last year against the Edmonton Oilers, seem to find a way to cause all kinds of issues that you might not anticipate before a series begins. So I know there's holes there. I know there's injuries with the Blues. But I do like a lot about the way Ryan O'Reilly plays when the playoffs roll around. And I like the Blues as an underdog. Similar to the Islanders against the Penguins, the Blues can frustrate you, and they do have a formula for playing against Colorado where they've done a real good job on the forecheck, forcing the Avalanche to play in the defensive zone. So curious to see how that series plays out.